You are listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to This Is Stockton. I'm your host, Wes Ray.
And I'm your host, Amy Alpers.
And I am excited to talk about coffee today.
I know. You're a coffee guy, Wes.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
like a six-cup-a-day guy.
Yeah, when we set up for Feast of the Fox, I had 3 cups before 10 a.m. And I have one at home every day. So, yeah, I love coffee. As long as I get as much as I can in before, like, noon, I'm golden. I don't drink a lot of afternoon coffee, but I can.
I can't dabble in the afternoon. I can on like the weekend. I'm like, ooh, exciting. This special treat.
Well, and I'm excited about our guests today too, just because, you know, they've had such a presence in downtown. Gosh, as long as Visit Stockton's been where we are currently, over by the movie theater. I remember walking over there quite often to the alley. And I can't remember if it was Trail then or Jesus Mountain, but I guess we'll find out from Gianna today. But
I guess,
yeah,
we'll find
I just
out.
I just loved their little vibe there, and their coffee's always been fantastic. So I'm excited.
I love it. So yeah, so as Wes alluded to, today we are joined by Gianna Vaccari. She is the owner of Trail Coffee Roasters, and this shop has a location in downtown Stockton at the University of the Pacific and a satellite location over in downtown Lodi. So before we jump into the main interview portion of today's episode, Gianna, why don't you tell us a little bit about your Stockton story?
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you.
it's my first podcast, so I'm a little nervous, but mostly excited. Stockton story. I wasn't born here, but I was raised here for most of my life. Went to high school at St. Mary's with Amy, and then I went to college at Arizona in Tucson. Lived in New York for a couple of years and then moved back in 2014. I had an opportunity with my stepdad, who owns the farm in Nicaragua, to move home and open a coffee shop. So basically, when they told me that they wanted me to move home, we had this big idea to open this big coffee shop, I think actually in this center where you guys are.
Oh, awesome.
It was going to be this huge, I think it was like 3,000 square foot. I think it was the whole bottom floor of this spot. And I had never done anything like this before, so I was pretty nervous. And a week before I moved home, he told me it wasn't happening anymore. And all of my stuff was in the mail, and I didn't know really what I was going to do, but I hopped on a flight, moved home, and ended up opening up a little coffee cart within the roasting room on Minor, where the alley was.
So that's what
Wes
was alluding to. The alley was like the step one of the Gianna's Trail Coffee story.
Yeah.
And I never got to go to the alley. I was living in
really
Idaho
cute.
At the time. But I remember seeing all the pictures and stuff. It was super cute. It was kind of the fostering of that first like cool little spot to hang out downtown. So that was
pretty
special.
It was kind of like a pretend business. I really didn't have that
it seemed
many
legit
customers
to all
at
of
the
us.
Time. I mean, I would maybe have, you know, like 20 people, and it was the same people every day. And I mean, after a couple of years, like the word started spreading, but I mean, we were, tucked away in this kind of back alley behind a tire shop. thankfully,
literally.
At the time, Huddle was there. So it just, I think we were there for like 3 years. Yeah, I want to say 3 years. But yeah, I mean, it was really cool and it was fun. And it was really nice organic way to kind of build our brand, build our business. When I first moved home, it was still called Jesus Mountain. And I think 2 years, we ended up rebranding into Trail. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Gianna also has a very fun story about moving her cat Pizza with her from Brooklyn to California. So the next time you're in a Trail, ask her about the cat.
Yeah. I moved home on April Fool's Day, and there were a lot of
foolish
lot of
things
jokes.
That came along
foolish
the way.
Foolish things on that day. Yeah. It was kind of a nightmare, but happy
I
to
do
be back.
Remember, I remember in the alley, I guess we'll just call it that. One of the things that I always liked is that Gianna would make her own syrups, and she would always make scones with whatever was being grown at the time. Yeah. And she was just always super creative about that. And I just found that fascinating. And I'm glad that that's grown, because she says she makes it sound like a little cart, but I mean, I always thought it was just like a coffee shop, because yes, she had a little stand there, but you know, you had a seating area there, and it's outdoor and indoor. So I always loved that part of it, that there's just this whole like kind of creativity on the food and syrup side too. So
well, don't get too excited about that. We have a whole question about it later.
Oh, do we? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. I used to make scones. I forgot about this. I forgot that I used to make scones. I used to make one batch of scones every morning, and I would try and do other, that was the only thing I could bake really successfully, because I would try and bake other stuff and it'd be like raw, and I would end up just giving it away. Because I'm like, I don't think this is properly baked, and we'd cut into it, it'd be raw still. I'd just be like, hey, you want this half cooked banana bread? You can take it.
I feel like you went through an evolution of oven upgrades over there too, because I feel like I brought you some fruit, and I can't remember even what it was, but kind of seasonal thing that was at, it wasn't at my house, it was somewhere, and I had some and we brought it over to you. Anyway, but yes, lemons? I do remember that whole evolution. I cannot remember for the life of me.
Your neighbor so, probably
a lot of people
you a bag
give me
something.
Lemons.
Yeah.
I feel like we always have a surplus of lemons. A lot of lemon trees in Stockton.
So let's go back in history, Gianna. Okay. Why don't we talk about the history of Trail Coffee? Of course, Hazers Mountain before that. On your website, it says it goes back to the 70s. So how did it all begin?
Okay. So in the 70s, so my stepdad went to STAG. One of his best friends was in the first ever Peace Corps, which was, he was stationed in a town in Nicaragua called Jalapa. So he did his couple years of the Peace Corps, and my stepdad at the time, I think he was living in Sun Valley, Idaho. And then they had another friend, Mike Atherton, who was a big Stockton guy. And the one friend who lived in Nicaragua invited him to come out and visit, basically. And so they went there and they worked on a couple coffee farms. They kind of just like hung around and got into all sorts of crazy things that I probably shouldn't go into. And then they had to leave because the civil war in Nicaragua began. So it really wasn't safe for anyone who wasn't from Nicaragua to stay. So my stepdad came back to Stockton and started a construction business. And years later, so in the 90s, the war ended, and his friend was still living in Nicaragua. He married a Nicaraguan woman and had a child and was still there. And the war ended, so they went back to Nicaragua, and there was actually a bunch of abandoned coffee farms on a mountain called Cerro de Jesus, which is where our farm is. So it's the second tallest mountain in Nicaragua. Half of the mountain is in Honduras, and then we own the Nicaragua side. So over the course of like 30 years now, we've purchased little parcels of the land. So we own the majority of the Nicaragua mountain side of Cerro de Jesus.
That's awesome. So is that where all your beans are coming from? They're all being brought up from Nicaragua and you're roasting them here in Stockton?
Yes. Now.
That's amazing.
Now. So in the past, in the alley, we were importing from a couple other countries. And during that time, we started planting different varietals, coffee like plants in our farm in Nicaragua. And so when we did the rebrand and we started doing more like wholesale and distribution, we really wanted to highlight our farm. So it didn't really make sense to us to continue importing from other countries since we had all these like different varietals that kind of gave us a little bit more options to choose from. It wasn't just like one varietal like we were getting in the past. We now have, I think, like 7 or 8 different varietals from our farm that allow us to kind of have different flavor profiles and notes and techniques and stuff that we do out there.
And I feel like you could do a whole episode about growing coffee in Nicaragua, because obviously in the 90s, they were growing a lot of other things. They still do, of course, but that are not legal. And I'm sure that there's some fascinating stories that come out of being a coffee bean farmer, especially from America in Nicaragua. But how did it evolve from where did Trail come from? Where does that name come from?
So Yeah, my stepdad would be a good person on the podcast. I'm sure he has lots of cool stories that he could go into. It'd be 2 hours long. So the name Trail, that was a tough one because I really wanted to do a rebrand. I wanted to do something a little bit more modern, a little bit, you know, not that, you know, we're against religion. I just didn't want it to have any sort of like religious affiliated name in our brand. So I was really pushing for us to change it. And it was, it's actually a cute story. I got a lot of my friends together and we went into my backyard and we had a lot of wine and we all kind of like got big pieces of binder paper, big pieces of construction paper. And all were just, you know, drinking, having a good time and coming up with different things, you know, that maybe like coffee means to us. And we came to Trail. We thought it was a really cool, like, I don't know, it just basically tied in the farm. We had to, you know, you have to go on this kind of trail to get to Cerro de Jesus. It's a pretty bumpy, like unpaved dirt road to get to the farm. And then I thought, you know, it's kind of cute that we could highlight, you know, the trail of the beans. Like it's grown in Nicaragua. You know, it gets shipped to us, we roast it, then we bag it, it gets to your house, like the whole trail that this product is going through. And yeah, so that's kind of where the name came from.
I love it. Cool. Like a school project. Everyone gathered.
Yeah, it was really cute. I still have the, we actually did it on the back of, what were they? Some like blueprints. I think that a friend brought over it. And I still have them somewhere in my
house. Have any big paper? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, I love it. All right. So Gianna, as the owner, you obviously probably wear all sorts of hats and whatnot. So what does your life look like being the owner of Trail? What do you get your hands in?
Well, I mean, I do a lot of different things with Trail. I have help. I have great employees. One of my employees, Zachary Bailey, is a huge help of mine. So we split a lot of tasks together. And then I have to say I have the best employees and have consistently had the best employees. So they help out, you know, with all the different shops. But on a day-to-day basis, since COVID, we kind of scaled back a little bit. So I actually work the bar most days at downtown. So I make drinks, I help customers. I'm probably my favorite part of my job is I still get to do like all the creative aspect of it. That's kind of like my bread and butter. That's what fills my cup. So I get to design, you know, retail. I also get to like pick out different stuff on our shelf that like I don't, you know, necessarily design. I come up still with we still make our own simple syrups, Wes.
Love it.
So still doing that. and gosh, I go and do deliveries. So I'm also the delivery driver. I started doing outside sales. We started doing events again. So I'll work those. Kind of got all over the place. Do the back end stuff. Scheduling, payroll, you know. Those aren't really as fun as designing a cool hat, but yes, I do those things as well.
Love it.
Not my favorite job, but.
Well, and you mentioned outside sales. You know, one of the things that's cool about Trail Coffee is while you have these three locations, people, if they don't go to coffee shops on a regular basis, they can buy your product in the grocery store. And I see it everywhere. And that's really cool. Do you know how many retail locations you have in the region or how far does it go out?
The numbers fluctuate. I mean, at one point in time, I think we were in like over 300 grocery stores, and it just depends. We work with one distribution company right now that's based in the Bay Area. And I mean, there's a lot of really good coffee out there. So we kind of like in and out of certain shelves. I think it goes, at one point we were all the way down in LA in a couple stores. I don't know if we're still in those. And then I believe it goes all the way up to, I think like, a little north of Sacramento.
Oh, that's
so it's
cool.
Mostly central, Northern California region.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to expand.
I think you're in Sprouts, right?
Yeah. Yep.
We're in and Sprouts. Safeway.
Safeway.
So those Podestos. Are the two places on it the most.
So yeah, Podestos is the one that we do. So we have a bunch of our own wholesale accounts. So like when I said, you know, Podestos, Marina Market, In Season. I'm trying to think of some other ones. That we service locally, that we don't use our distribution company for.
So
we're the ones who go and fill the shelves.
So people can support you even without visiting your retail location. Yes. So I think it's cool. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. We also have a website, ship directly to your doorstep. You don't have to leave your house.
There you go.
Dang.
Yeah.
So let's talk about food and drink. Let's talk about what are your most popular items on your menu? And is there anything seasonally coming up this summer that we can look forward to?
Yes, we have so many fun things coming up. I think everyone's favorite, we call it the butterfly latte. And it actually turns the milk blue. So we'll start that one in June. And that one goes pretty much from June to August, September. It's made with butterfly pea powder, rose petals, lavender, obviously some sugar, and it's so good. And it's cool in an ice drink because it turns the milk blue, so everyone really loves that. It's just cute and fun. We also have a new drink that has been insanely popular, and I think it's just even going to be more popular in the summer months, but it's called a Dalgona.
Oh, the Dalgona. And,
I actually first heard of this drink. I downloaded TikTok when COVID hit and I spent hours just scrolling on that app. And this drink came up, this coffee drink, and it's made with instant coffee, sugar, and you basically whisk the hell out of it. And it becomes this like super frothy, creamy, looked amazing on these videos that these people were making. And I went out to the store, or I Instacarted probably like the only instant coffee that they had, which was like this, I don't even know, probably like a Folgers type instant coffee. And I tried to do it at my house and it was just a disaster. And so a couple months ago, I heard of this company that was based in Pennsylvania that's making like craft instant coffee. So it's specialty coffee. A bunch of big brands have, you know, worked with this company. And so it was this really cool process. We would send them our roasted beans and then they basically turn it into instant coffee and then put it into little like pre-weighed sachets, a box. I designed a label and shipped it back to us. So with each of those sachets, I tried to redo this drink that I didn't do well in the middle of COVID and figured out a recipe, and it's my new favorite drink. It's so good. So it's basically like a latte, but instead of a shot of espresso, you have this like really rich, creamy blend, like whipped instant coffee that goes on top.
It's strong, Wes. You'd love it.
Yeah, gotta come in and try it. It's so good.
They have great cold brew already that I love because it's so strong.
Yeah. But we also just have nitro.
Are both of those drinks iced and iced and hot, both of those?
No, the Dalgona, I mean, most of these are ice drinks. It's just so hot here. So I try and do some like a lot of fun ice drinks for the summer. I can't imagine the whipped coffee is good in a hot drink just because it would, I think, just like disintegrate into the
That
like
makes sense.
Steamed milk. But it's excellent. You gotta come in and try it. And we also have our nitro cold brews back. We keg all of our cold brew and the nitro cold brew. So we have both of those on draft. Pretty cool.
Talk about your food side of things. What's cool on your food?
Yeah. So,
side of
I no longer do the baking.
Oh, man.
She doesn't want that liability anymore.
Yeah. Dear God. No. Sometimes I'll bake a couple things, but no, we highlight local bakers. So one of our favorites, her name is Angie. She owns GFAF Bakery. She actually rents the kitchen that is in the back of our cafe in downtown. So she makes the best gluten-free treats I've ever had. It almost doesn't even taste like gluten-free. So we use pastries from her, and we get scones from one guy. His name's Bobby the Baker. We've also been using Tali Tacoli from Something Dolce. And I think we're going to bring in another baker. It hasn't happened yet, so stay tuned. But her stuff is pretty good. We tried some of her items, and I can't wait.
Love it. So you get a little shop samplers, local. You
know, yeah, you need exactly. Samplers, just let us know.
Just your friendly
anytime.
Neighbors.
Come on down.
Yeah, love it. So we were talking about this a little bit before we started recording, but Trail has started offering some evening events with the new series called Trail After Dark. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Trail After Dark is started by one of our employees. His name's Johnny, and he's just been killing it. He's planned an array of different events, keeps it exciting. We've had drag bingo. That's a customer favorite. That's my favorite also. It's hosted by the best, Bijou Bentley. We love her. It's such a good time. We've had a couple jazz nights, which draw in a huge crowd. The Stockton jazz community always shows up. So that's always been fun. 90s trivia. We're hopefully going to do comedy nights. And yeah, we have a bunch of exciting stuff.
It's really cool because we obviously our friend group all turned out for the first event, which was a jazz night a couple months ago. And I'm trying to think, it was like a Monday night or two. It was during the week, you know, a Monday night. And it was fun, man, because sometimes there's not a ton happening downtown on a weeknight, you know. So we all piled in there. The energy was high. She was serving food. They had a food vendor there serving up like vegan sandwiches and stuff, which was really cool. So it created a fun, you know, spot to be on a
it's
on a
still
weeknight.
A new thing. So I think like the weekday events have just turned a better, like, I don't know, just amount of people that come in, because we did a jazz night on a Friday night, and there's just, I mean, people are busy. They have other stuff going on. So it wasn't as busy as when we do our weeknight events. We do drag bingo the second Tuesday of every month. So June, I think 13th is that day.
Yes.
And we've done, you know, jazz night on Monday, and those events have just been really great for us.
Well, and one of the things we didn't really talk about was the venue that Trail is in downtown. It's actually in a historic building. At one time, it was the Owl Pharmacy, if I'm not mistaken. It's actually right across the street from some brand new downtown apartments, which hopefully will drive some new After Dark,
visitors.
Attendees. But it's just got
clientele.
A cool feel in there.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a great feel. Mm-hmm. And what's cool, too, is that you have that area where you roast the beans right on site. So you can, every time I go in there, someone's, you know, just finding a space to work or having a meeting or doing something. So it's a great place to meet downtown if you need to link up with someone and have a quick meeting. It's just got a cool feel about it. And it's got these, you know, windows all around so that, you know, you can be seen or see people too. So, you know,
ooh, be seen. I love
be
that.
Be seen. And you have the outdoor thing. You still have your outdoor parking lot.
Yeah, the
you?
Parklet.
Parklet. So,
yeah,
I mean,
parklet.
Yeah. No, it's really cool if you haven't checked
that
it out.
Yeah, that was when we built that space. It actually, right before, it was originally the Owl Pharmacy, but before we were there, it was a nightclub. So.
I remember that.
Yeah. Taste.
Yes, Taste Ultra Lounge.
They left us the disco ball that we have on display still.
Oh my God, amazing.
The best
That's
gift
a huge disco ball.
Yeah, it's massive. It's the biggest
That's
one I think I've ever
still
seen.
There.
Oh,
but that was important for us to have a space that was welcoming and big. And, you know, there really isn't any other place in town, I feel like, that we could have built something as big and have as much space as we do. And, you know, we have a full packing room now. We have our roasting room. We still have, you know, a huge space for seating, indoor and outdoor. Just, you know, it's nice to have events in that space. And it's I love when people come in and, you know, you could bring a big group. We've rented it out for lots of different events as well, like private events, retirement parties, birthday parties, baby showers, you name it. We had that political event there.
Oh, yeah. Michael Bloomberg.
Bloomberg. Yeah.
There you go.
See, boy, I pulled that out of
the
my,
space
you
out.
Know what?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was cool. Yeah. No, so first of all, why don't you tell people where you're located, what your hours are, and how they can find you on social?
Our address is 501 East Main Street, and we are open from 7 to 1:30 Monday through Friday. You can find us at Trail Coffee Co. on Instagram, Trail After Dark on Instagram. Also our other locations, so our Pacific location has different hours, and our Lodi location is also open 7 days a week.
Nice.
And so we all have, you can find the corresponding Instagrams with ours and addresses and everything up there too.
You love to see it. All right, Gianna, last but certainly not least,
If you had someone visiting you from out of town and you were taking them around Stockton, where is your favorite place to take them? And you can't say trail.
Can I have like three? I can't pick just one.
Girl. It's fair.
Okay. Probably for food, I would say Dave Wong's.
Okay.
I was just there.
That's just, it's the best. It's my favorite restaurant. If it's summer, I would definitely say Concerts in the Park.
I'm shocked that no one has said that before, I don't think. That is like one of my absolute favorites. See, that's how Gianna and I basically became friends when I came back to Stockton, is because everyone was going to Concerts at the Park, and it is so good. Actually, I think it starts next week. June 7th, I believe, is the first one. Yeah.
So excited about that. Cannot wait to get back out there. And then, obviously, my best friend's store, Santa Luna. Would be a really good spot to go and pick out a gift or just walk around. It's so pretty in there. So, yeah, you have a full day of events.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, go eat, go to the park, and go shopping. Yeah. Any of you listening, go back a couple episodes and find our episode about Santa Luna and learn all about Lauren Tarullo's awesome spot down there. So amazing, amazing. Well, Gianna, thank you so much for coming and chatting with us. I feel like it was long overdue, but we're very excited that we had you. We feel very grateful that there is a spot like Trail downtown that is creating a place for people to hang out and be comfortable and be themselves. I'm sure you've heard it a million times when people walk in there that they're just like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was down here. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we have something like this downtown. It's a very special place. It is so cute. Gianna has great style. So the place is adorable. Yeah. So it's sweet. We're lucky to have you.
Me.
So thank
you. Come say hi.
That's right. Oh, and Gianna's dog is there all the time. If you need puppy therapy, you can go see.
She's the real reason why people come.
Yeah. Yes. I can't believe we didn't talk about her before. We'll include a picture of her in the Instagram
my
post.
My best employee,
God.
She's consistently employee of the month.
And there's never a spot of food on the floor. You'll never find any crumbs. Gypsy's got it. Aww. I love it. All right. Thanks, Gianna.
Thank you so much. That was so much fun. Yeah.
All right, and now we will head straight into our events section. So, Wes, why don't you kick things off for us?
Well, it is the season. It's San Joaquin County Fair time, and that is happening, of course, at the San Joaquin County Fairgrounds starting tomorrow through Sunday. So the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of June at the San Joaquin County Fairgrounds. Of course, you know it's got a carnival, agricultural, livestock, all kinds of live entertainment exhibits. A fun time for the family. So go ahead and check that out at the fairgrounds. Adult tickets are at 10. There is discount tickets available. Today is the last day for that, June 1st. So go out there, support the fair so it can continue to grow and evolve and be better for our community.
Amazing. And then also happening this weekend on Sunday the 4th, the annual Temple Israel Jewish Food Fair is happening. So I love a good Jewish food festival. Mm-hmm. So head on out there. Free admission and free parking. They're going to have live music, food, bakery, dancing, all sorts of cultural excitement. So that'll be a very fun time. And those festivities kick off at 9:30 a.m.
And this Sunday is the Bob Hope Theater's Friends at the Fox Classic Cinema Series returns. And if you don't know, this is a monthly series of cinema. And I know that they've been really working hard to getting people to come down there and support these movies. And this one is another opportunity to do that on Sunday, June 4th. And it is Strategic Air Command. Have you ever heard of that movie, Amy?
I have not heard of that movie.
It is Jimmy Stewart. Is in that movie, and he plays an ex-pilot and current baseballer that is recalled to the Air Force and assumes an increasingly important role in Cold War deterrence. So this is a 1955 film, so doors open at 1, and they have a guy that plays the mighty Morton Oregon until 1:30, and then the Master of Ceremonies comes on. He's always got some great trivia and information about the film, but admission starts at $6, $6 to $12. Complimentary drinks and snacks. You can get a tour of the theater after the film. So go support Friends of the Fox and their effort to bring classic cinema to the historic Bob Hope Theater this Sunday.
All right. Awesome. And then as we alluded to in Gianna's segment, this coming Wednesday, things will be kicking off at Victory Park for the Concert in the Park series. It happens every Wednesday from June through August. It is by far one of my favorite things to do in Stockton. It's free. You bring your snacks. You meet up with all your friends there. You kind of have a picnic outside and enjoy the music. It's a really fun atmosphere, really good crowd. And it's a great time. And then I had one last shameless plug. Technically, this event doesn't happen till the next podcast recording, but it always sells out. And it is maybe my favorite event of the summer. It is the annual wine tasting benefit at Pixie Woods. It
oh, is yes.
A $60 ticket in advance. It is a wine / beer / food festival at Pixie Woods. Obviously, it's a 21 and over event. It is a blast. Imagine doing a wine tasting and then going on the kids train and going on a tour through Pixie Woods.
We will be there.
We will definitely be there. So it's super fun. It starts at 5 and it's on a Friday, which I also love. I love a Friday event because I'm old now. So I need multiple days to like undo a day of having wine tasting.
Did you just refer to yourself as old?
I feel old when I drink all day. Yeah, dang. it's a great time. So check our website. I believe you can get tickets online these days, but we also have lists of folks you can call and purchase tickets from, and they'll come meet you and bring you tickets and what have you. So anyways, the annual wine tasting benefit at Pixie Woods going down Friday, June 16th. And then for a list of all the events happening in our region on the city's largest event calendar, be sure to visit us at visitstockton.org. And when you are there, you can sign up for our weekly events newsletter and never miss an event. And it'll come hot to your inbox every Wednesday.
And we want to give a big thank you to Gianna Vaccari for joining us today to talk about Trail Coffee Roasters. Remember, they have 3 locations, one by the University of Pacific, one in downtown Stockton, one in Lodi, and you can get all of their beans and coffee at lots of retail locations throughout Stockton and the region. So go support Trail, please.
Yes, absolutely. And for supporting images and insights, be sure to follow at This Is Stockton Podcast on Instagram and check out thisisstockton.com to subscribe and share. Please share. Please subscribe. We love you guys on Apple Podcasts and Spotify who are subscribing to our episodes. To stay up to date with everything going on in Stockton, be sure to follow at Visit Stockton on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. We will chat again soon. Thank you. Thanks for listening to This Is Stockton, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Wes Ray, Amy Alpers, and Anthony Esteves with Visit Stockton, and produced by Relic.